It was California's Sierra Nevada and Yosemite that claimed John Muir's heart. In 1868, he walked through the waist-high wildflowers of the San Joaquin Valley and into the highlands for the first time. Later, he wrote, "Then it seemed to me the Sierra should be called not the Nevada or Snowy Range, but the Range of Light, the most divinely beautiful of all the mountain chains I have ever seen." He made his home in Yosemite and made his living by raising sheep. By 1871, he had discovered glaciers in the Sierra and had published an article about it in the New York Tribune. He became known throughout the country. The scientist Asa Gray and the philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson were among the famous men who visited his pine cabin. Beginning in 1874, John Muir wrote a series of articles entitled Studies in the Sierra. He left the mountains and moved to Oakland, California. From there, he took many trips, including his first to Alaska, where he discovered Glacier Bay. In 1880, he married Louise Strensel and moved to Martinez, California, where they had two daughters. Muir went into partnership with his father-in-law and successfully managed the family fruit farm. 10 years of farming did not end Muir's urge to wander, however. He traveled to Alaska many more times, to Australia, South America, Africa, Europe, China, and Japan, and again and again to the Sierra Nevada. In later years, he paid more attention to writing, publishing articles and books that described his travels, expressed his naturalist philosophy, and invited everyone to climb mountains. Muir's deep love of the high country made his writings inspirational. His readers, whether they were presidents, congressmen, or ordinary people, were moved by Muir's unlimited love of nature. Muir published a series of articles in Century Magazine, drawing public attention to the destruction of mountain meadows and forests by sheep and cattle. With the help of Century's associate editor, Robert Underwood Johnson, Muir worked to stop this destruction. Thanks to their efforts, an act of Congress created Yosemite National Park in 1890. Muir was also involved in the creation of Sequoia, Mount Rainier, Petrified Forest, and Grand Canyon National Parks. Muir is often called the father of the national park system. Johnson and others suggested to Muir that an association be formed to protect the newly created Yosemite National Park. They founded the Sierra Club in 1892 to, in Muir's words, do something for wildness and make the mountains glad. Muir and the Sierra Club fought many battles to protect Yosemite and the Sierra Nevada, including years of struggle to prevent the damming of the Hetch Hetchy Valley. In 1913, however, the conservationists were defeated, and the valley became a reservoir to supply the growing water needs of San Francisco. Muir died the following year at his daughter's house in Los Angeles. John Muir was America's most famous and influential naturalist and conservationist. His words taught people to appreciate nature at a time when economic development was beginning to become a serious threat to it, and few were giving any thought to what was being lost. His personal and determined involvement in the conservation movement of his day remains an inspiration for environmental activists around the world.